We expected a gap between cheap and frontier models. There isn't one. From the Unpaper Lab, the 1st of August, 2026. Unpaper's template carries a catalogue of layouts, a waterfall, a coordinate plot, a network map, a span bar, a ring. We built each one because models kept constructing it by hand, which raises the obvious follow-up question, does anyone actually use them? So we counted, per model, how often a deck used a named layout when the content called for one. Here is what we found. Every model we tested, the cheapest open-weight ones, and the two most expensive frontier ones, reaches for a named layout in 4 or 5 briefs out of 5. The two frontier models sit at the top of the table, not the bottom. Now the gap we expected and went looking for. This entry was going to be about a difference. We believed, and we had written down, that cheap models use the catalog about twice as often as frontier ones, and that this was Unpaper working exactly as designed, because the instructions invite a capable model to compose beyond the catalog and a weaker one to reach into it. Checking that before publishing killed it. Every frontier deck we were counting had been built before most of these layouts existed. The models were being marked down for failing to use things they had never been shown. And the guard meant to catch exactly that had a hole in it. It only recognized runs that recorded the size of the file they received, and those older runs record nothing at all, so they sailed through as though they were fine. So we bought the missing measurement rather than publishing the gap or dropping the claim quietly. 6 fresh decks from each of the 2 frontier models on the current template scored the same way. The result is the table above. No gap. The expensive models use the catalog as much as the cheap ones, or slightly more. That is a smaller claim than the one we wanted, and a better one for anyone deciding whether to use this. The template is not a crutch that rescues weak models while the good ones ignore it. It is a vocabulary that every model we tested actually speaks, which is the thing you would want to be true before pasting it into whatever AI you happen to have. Next, the layouts travel between labs. The elements were harvested from the habits of one model family. They are used by models from several others. That is the part that surprised us, because nothing in a deck tells a model that a waterfall was somebody else's idea first. The sharpest single demonstration. 2 layouts were invented one morning from one model's habits. That same evening, both were picked up by a different lab's model on its first exposure for exactly the content they were designed for in files that converted with no flattened pictures at all. The only thing that changed between the run that used them and the run that did not was whether the layout existed in the template it was handed. So what changed? 1 brief was retired from the scoring, and 2 elements were deleted. The brief first, our own example deck, answered it. The same €18 subscription split that the brief describes, so a model could reach the right layout by copying rather than by choosing. That is not a measurement, and it had been quietly true for days. The example now uses different subjects, and the rule is written down, nothing in the template may answer a frozen brief. Now the elements. Counting which layouts get used also shows you which ones never do. An icon-led list and a fixed org tree had never been used by any model in any run. Both left the template. They are kept in the test suite, so either can come back if the evidence changes. But a catalog that only ever grows is a catalog that nobody has checked. A note on how honest this is. Each rate is the share of that model's decks that used a layout the brief called for, counted from the decks themselves rather than from anything a model reported about itself. Only models with 5 or more decks appear. Every deck is checked against the template it was actually given. An earlier version of this measurement returned a confident 0 for one model and was measuring nothing at all. The file that model received had been generated before those layouts existed. The limits, 5 or 6 decks per model, is thin, and each brief is a single sample. The content called 4-1 is our own mapping from brief to expected layout. It was written before the decks were scored, but it was written by us. A rate says nothing about whether the deck was any good. It says the model reached for a structure rather than for a list of bullet points. And the rates here are higher than the ones we published earlier because the excluded runs had been dragging them down. This correction moved the number in our own favor, which is exactly why it needed checking rather than accepting. Nothing here involves anyone's documents. Every deck was generated from invented briefs. UnPaper itself still sends no document anywhere.